Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Well, this is Smile3E Let's Talk with Minister Sheila and myself, and my name is Cecilia. Well, we're going to start off the last Sunday in January in 2022 a little different. I'm going to ask that Minister Sheila not only will share our foundational scripture with you all, but that she would pray for us and however the Lord leads her, but also that she would make the announcement at the beginning of the program, not at the end. I want her to pray for us, to do our foundational scripture, because on today, when we go off the air, not only will we hear A Quiet Place by Pastor Troy Thomas, but the last thing that you will hear is prayer. We are going off the air in prayer, dedicated to whatever it is that God has given us to pray for. So if I pray the whole time, or if many of the ministers join in with the prayer, that's fine too. But the last thing you're going to hear before A Quiet Place today will be amen and amen, and that will be to the prayers that have been dedicated up to God, the supplication for the people, for the situation, for the circumstances, for whatever it is that God has given us to pray about on today. So Minister Sheila, if you could share our foundational scripture, pray for us, share whatever the Lord has given you, and make the announcements, and then we'll open it up for anyone that wants to pray. And from there, I can pray, but I tell you on today, prayer, definitely the language that we are going to be dedicating this program to. So when it says let's talk to God. Well, it looks like Minister Sheila has dropped off, so I will go ahead and I will start it, because that's one thing I know that I know that I know, that the enemy will try to stop what God has. And so I'll see if Minister Sheila is back on the air where she can share our foundational scripture, our prayer, and whatever the Lord has given her. And then, like I said, she'll open it up for anyone that wants to pray, and then I will follow with prayer as well. Minister Sheila, are you available?
Good morning. Thank you, Apostle, for this morning service that you have put in for us to have each and every Sunday morning, Monday night, and also Friday night. But, Lord, I thank you for blessing us to be able to be here to attend the meeting, the service, listen, talk, pray, and to thank you for the blessings of life. Lord, I give honor to you who is the head of my life, who have blessed me and others to have another day of life, another birthday. For each day that we have is another birthday, another day of Christ to be learned and taught and appreciated and praised and thanked. For him, we are all here. If it wasn't for the God our Father and sacrificing his Son for us, we would not be here. But knowing as the good and the bad is trying to create more creatures and demons and hatred and prejudice and ugly things on this earth to walk out, to work out the badness in this world, to work out all the goodness that the Lord has made for us. But that's, we need to know that the light is better than the dark. The light can show you more beautiful things, and the darkness can show you so much ugly. But the devil will tell you he can bring you the beauty of life, but only to trap you and to bring you to the damnation of the ugliness that the world that he has. Lord, I give honor to Apostle Prophet Antoine Thomas, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Margaret Montgomery, Dr. Serena Wright, to the mother, the evangelist, the missionary Tony Montgomery and Linda Handy, to Pastor Lawrence Seabury, excuse me, I'm at work trying to do things and participate to the service, but I thank the Lord that I have a job where I can participate and to worship and to participate in the service. I thank the Lord for my sisters and my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my nieces, my nephews, my cousins, to all my bloodline family, and also my spiritual family. But Lord, I thank you for each and every day that you give us, for each and every second that you give us. Some might be in here this morning, but it's not here now. But Lord, I thank you for each and every living thing on this earth until now. We cannot pray for later because we only know you as the guideline in the time of our life. We just need to treasure the ones that we have as we get it, and to thank you for what you have given us, and to thank you for the teachers that you have sent to teach us and help us understand the beauty of life that you have for us. Thank you and bless this government to let them know they are here for all the people, not some of the people, to bless this law enforcement, to let them know you are here to serve us all, not just a hand-picked, just not a certain color, creed, or religion. Lord, I thank you for blessing each and every human being on this earth. No matter what your religion is, your sex is, your creed, your religion, whatever, but Lord, we are all sisters and brothers on this earth that you made for us, that yes, so many is trying to take away from us. Thank you and bless us for this day. Lord, I cannot thank you enough, because no matter how much time I have, it's still not enough time to thank you for all the goodness and the things you have brought me through, brought us all through, and to teach us. And I just want to thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. But God, I want to thank you because of you we are here today. For Lord, you have blessed us with life like no other, no matter what we're going through, financial wise, health-wise, on our job, in our neighborhood, within our families, just within ourselves, no matter what it is, we need to put it into your hands to guide us the right way. No matter what all of you see, you might want, don't mean it is for you. God has more for you than you could imagine, but he has the right things, the necessary things, the things that belongs from him to you, that he will give you. But Lord, we need your guidance and need your help and need you to show us the right way. As we wake up in the morning, we need to see, say, God, our Father, and the Son, Christ Jesus, what is your menu for today? What do you have for us today? What do we need to do today to please you, to make you happy, to endure our life more with you, to have more life and love from you? But Lord, lead us, show us what you have for us today. Guide us for what you need, for what we need. We need to ask, God, is this for me? Is this the right way I'm going? Lord, is this or is that? You are going to a job and you have demons and devils forever you're working with. They're forever pushing your button. But Lord, all I can say is help me through this as you have been. Because we need your help and your guidance no matter what it is. I just say, devil, get away from me. Because you're not going to break my faith, my spirit, and bring me down to you. I'm going to stay up to the heavens with the Lord. No matter what you do, get away from me. Get behind me. Get beneath me. Because you cannot mount up to this daughter of the Lord that has been blessed. I have been brought through so much ugliness, and Lord, I thank you, because yet it didn't control me. You had it where I can control it and leave it alone, to bless, to step away from it and leave it alone. No matter what the ugliness was that the devil had you thinking that was so good, that's all it was hurting you, bringing you down to his level. And you know you need to stay up to the Lord's level. But Lord, I need you to bless us with all that the demons and the devils are attacking us with and show us how to deal with it. We need your help more and more, because yet they pushing and pushing and pushing, and yet you want to push back, but you know the way is going in your head. It's the wrong way. So, God, I thank you, and I thank you to bless us and lead us through this, because no matter how much love and faith and hope we have to you, there are temptations. There are some that look so good, but you know they are so bad. So, God, I thank you, and I need your help. We all need your help to guide us the right way, because no matter what we do, the devil is trying to convince us that it's so wrong, because we choose to follow you. We choose to follow the God of Father and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, because we know it is the light and the dark is the ugliness which he's trying to take us within. And thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for waking us all up this morning and giving us life and understanding and faith and hope and love to know that you are the one and the only one to follow and to treasure and to love, because we know, we see through what we have been through in life that you truly love us. Because so many have been into the situation that you decided to step into that have defaulted, have passed on, have got so ugly with it that you can say, Lord, I thank you for pulling me from the ugliness that was trying to be convinced to me that was so good. And all I can see, it is so bad. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. I'm going to make the announcements and then open the floor back up. So we know that this is the 30th day of January 2022. So this is Smile 3E Presents, which you will be able to listen to every Sunday. Minister Sheila and myself at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then you have the awesome privilege of listening to Iron Sharpening Iron on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is the fifth Monday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We will get to hear Reverend Lauren Seabury and or whoever he elects to have to speak to us on this Monday tomorrow, which is the last day of January 2022, which will be dedicated to the youth. And then on Friday, we have the awesome privilege once again of listening to It's Usually Minister Sylvia Kaiser and also Prophet Antoine, and that's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please join in and listen to those great men and women of God when it's either a Monday night, a Friday night. They always have something for Thus Saith the Lord. And they also are not just on Blog Talk, but they're usually on FaceTime as well. So please join in and be blessed, because Smile3E will be presenting whatever the Lord has given us with the awesome vessels that he's given us. And it's all based on our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. Which is, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. If there's anyone that would like to pray, I'm going to do a sila, a pause for anyone that wants to pray for the program, and then I'm going to come back and pray the various scriptures that the Lord has given me for today. So is there anyone that would like to pray on this 30th day of January 2022?
Good morning, saints of God. This is Minister Margo, and I'd like to thank God for another Sunday, another opportunity to hear, learn, listen, and speak God's word to his people. I'd like to begin by sharing a scripture, and this is from Deuteronomy 6:5, and it says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and your mind and with all your soul and with all your strength, your entire being. That's the Amplified Version. So today, as we look to the Lord, We ask him to help us to surrender totally our entire being to him. Everything within us, God, we want to surrender it to you. Help us to look and focus on you, God. You are our Heavenly Father, our Prince of Peace, our rock, our salvation. Everything we need is within you, God, and we need to know that we really don't exist without you. There's nothing we can do on our own. There's nothing we can really control. There's nothing that we can do without you, God. You've always been there, and you always will be there, and we thank you for your love, your care. We thank you for everything you put in place for us. We thank you for the sacrifice that you made for us of your son, that we can come before you this morning. We have the right because of his sacrifice. His sacrifice and his blood covers our prayers as we come before you, and we thank you and we praise you. And we ask you, God, to forgive us for anything we might have said or done or thought, oh, God, that does not line up with your word. We ask you to forgive us so that our prayers will not be hindered. We thank you because we know that you hear us. We know that when we call on the name of Jesus, you hear us because there's power and there's authority in that name. And we actually have the power to call on his name because he is our elder brother and we are your children, and we thank you. We thank you for all you've done. Sing around us, we thank you because you've blessed us. You've kept us. You've saved us. You've sanctified us. You've purified us. You've made us whole, God, because within you we live, we move, and we have our being. We thank you, God. We thank you, we thank you, and we praise you, and we magnify you, and we lift you up, and we ask you to continue to bless us. Continue to help us to call on you. Continue to help us to put those that we love before you, to lift them up before you, and ask you to continue to protect them. Continue to bless them. Continue to heal them, continue to save them, continue to take them through this process of growth and of grace and of mercy. Oh, God, thank you for all you've done, all you are doing, and all you will do. In Jesus' name, I pray and give you the thanks, God. Amen and amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else that would like to pray? Thank you so very much, Minister Margo, for that prayer of love and that prayer of protection. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And I thank you for God unctioning you to even pray that prayer of love and protection, and how it's so in line with the very first scripture that God has given me to pray on today. But before I pray, I would like to know if there's anyone, I don't want to, anyone to miss out on communicating with God on the World Wide Web on today, because I know that many of you communicating with him and worshiping and praising him on a daily basis throughout the day. But if there's anyone, I'm going to take a slight pause. Selah. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for the honor and the privilege of not only praying individually, but praying corporately and praying on the World Wide Web. You did not have to open up your airways to us, but you did. You didn't have to wake us up on this morning, but you did. You didn't have to allow us the ability to repent for sins of commission and omission or anything that entered into our hearts that was not pleasing in your sight, but you did. God, you didn't have to remind us of your grace and your mercy, but you did. God, we thank you for everyone that's on the air. We thank you for everyone that prayed on today. We thank you for the hundredfold anointing for everyone that is going not only to listen but to obey you. God, someone asked me, Minister, woman of God, can you pray for my mother? So I pray for Minister Katina's mother, Mama Ruth. I was asked, can you pray for a settlement that I have coming in? So God, I ask you to release the holdup and the settlement for the person that's waiting for that settlement. I was asked, would you pray for the promises that are yea and amen for me? So I pray for those promises of yea and amen. I was asked, would you pray for the discord and the warfare that's coming against the prophets and the prophetic words in the house of the Lord, that the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Abraham would not only obliterate it and annihilate it, but would send the legion of archangels to protect us. I was asked, would you pray for the people of God that are dealing with witchcraft and rebellion and self-righteousness and pray for the new manifestation of those that are homeless that need a home, and to pray for those that have children that are disobedient, and to pray for those husbands and wives that are working in and walking in infidelity. I was asked if I would pray for those that are beginning to feel overwhelmed. And God, I lift up those people that need the prayer, because although we may not need it today, we may have needed it on yesterday. We may need it on tomorrow. God, we don't know when our hearts will feel overwhelmed. We don't know when we need you to come and remind us of Psalms 91 that talks about he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, and how we abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and how we know that you are our refuge and our fortress, and how we know that you'll deliver us from the snare and the fowler and the perilous pestilence, and how we know that you cover us with your feathers, God, and how we know that we can take refuge in you, God, because we know that you are our shield and our buckler, and how you remind us, God, not to be afraid of the terror by night or even the arrows that fly by day. We thank you, God, for even reminding us about the pestilence that's in the darkness and the destruction that lies waste at noonday, but how you've protected us and how you've reminded us that 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but God, it won't come nigh us, and how you remind us that your eyes are upon us, even as the wicked are looking to see what they can do, how they're looking to see how they can have this evil and that evil. But God, you are rewarding the wicked according to what you see fit, God, and we give you all the reverence and all the glory and all the praise, for you are God. And God, we thank you for reminding us how you are our refuge and how you are our Most High, our dwelling place, and how you will not allow any evil to befall us, not even a plague, God, a plague of COVID-19, the plague of Ebola, the plague of nosocomial infections, the plague of any sickness or disease, God, and how you've given your angels charge over us and how they will keep us in your ways, God. And we thank you, God, for you won't allow our hands to, or even our feet to be dashed against a stone. You won't even allow the lion and the cobra to come near us, because you will allow us to tread and trample upon them, even up under our feet, even the serpent, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for even your love is set upon us. So we thank you for being the love of our lives. We thank you for being our deliverer. We thank you for setting us high. And we thank you for showing us your name, God. We thank you for showing us that even in the time of trouble, that you will deliver us, because we know to honor you, God. We know to do things that will satisfy you in our worship and our praise. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. For they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. And we thank you for Jesus, who is the captain of our salvation. We thank you for when we confess with our mouths and we believe in our hearts that Jesus was virgin born and that he died on a cross for each and every one of us, God, that he was buried but then yet resurrected and that he sits on the right hand of you, Father God, that we shall be saved. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the mothers, God. We thank you for the spiritual mothers, the biological mothers, the physical mothers, whether they're by way of adoption or another way. God, we even thank you for something that Minister Brandon always says. He says, thank you, wow, mom, because wow is nothing but mom spelled upside down. So I thank you for being my wow, and I thank you for being my mother. So I thank you, God, for every mother that is a wow upside down. God, I thank you for every father, every sibling, every aunt, every uncle, every cousin, every grand, every great, every organizational person that we call a sister of a brother, whether they're fraternal, sororal, it doesn't matter, God. Every family member that you've given us, whether they're in or outside of our spiritual or biological and natural DNA, we say thank you. But most of all, God, we thank you for Jesus. Jesus is our brother. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our Messiah. Jesus is the way to you, God. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We take this time out to thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the stripes that he bore for us. For by his stripes, we're already healed. We're healed in the city. We're healed in the country. We're healed on our jobs. Wherever we need the healing, it's echoing through the mountains. It's echoing through the skies. It's echoing through the these airways, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the healing, God. We thank you for the healing virtue that you've given us that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We thank you for the healing that you've given us and even teaching us how to pray. For even in Matthew, it has reminded us, but when we pray, we should not use vain repetition as the heathens do. But God, we know that when we pray that you hear us and you hear us speaking to you and we hear you speaking back to us. We thank you that when we pray, we begin it by acknowledging that you are our Father. We thank you for being our Father. Thou art in heaven, but yet you have your Holy Spirit resting, abiding, and dwelling on the inside of us. We thank you for your name being revered and hallowed. We thank you for your name being high. We thank you for the name of Jesus being a name higher than any name, whether it's a sickness, a disease, or whether it's even something that man would say was well. We thank you for the name of Jesus. We thank you that your kingdom is coming and that that which is in heaven, God, is that of your kingdom and that it'll be done in earth. For you've given us the keys to bind and loose, and we thank you for the keys. We thank you for giving us a daily bread, whether that bread is just breakfast or whether that daily bread is 3 to 6 meals a day, whatever you've given us, God, we thank you. We thank you for teaching us the grace and the mercy and the awesome privilege of forgiveness. Whether it's you forgiving us, or you've taught us to forgive our debtors and others, we thank you for not only not leading us into temptation, and not only for delivering us from evil, God, but that you've given us a way of an escape again and again and again. We thank you, God, that not only have you given us a way of escape, God, but that you have reminded us that in that way of escape, that we can know that we know that we know. That when it appears that our hearts are overwhelmed, that we can go to the rock. We thank you for the rock of our salvation. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for us knowing that he's sitting on your right hand, making intercession for every one of us. We thank you, God, for you are the one and only true and living God. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that Word was made flesh, and that flesh is Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you that when we read the Word from Genesis to Revelations, not only can we pray the Word, we can stand on your Word. Stand on knowing that your Word in the 3rd John 2nd verse says, Beloved, I pray that in every way you may succeed and prosper and be in good health physically, emotionally, biologically, chemically. My God, just as I know your soul prospers spiritually. We thank you that we can prosper spiritually. We thank you that we can prosper in you, even in a biological way, in a chemical way, in an economical way, in an emotional way, God. For whether we read the Amplified Version, the King James Version, the NIV Version, or how you revealed it to us when we needed the revelatory mystery of what your Word is saying to us in a time of need. We thank you that we don't box you in. We don't put boundaries on you based off of the way a man has transcribed your Word. But God, there are spiritual mysteries and revelations attached to your Word that many of us know not of. And we ask you, God, to reveal it to us. Not only to reveal it to us, but help us to share it with one another. God, the elders in the church, they've taught us and written about your love and your love and truth. The Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes have taught us about how we can be pleased, not only with you, but how we know that you're pleased with us and you give us testimonies of truth. Testimonies of your gospel, testimonies of how we're the walk in your truth, testimonies of how we know that there's no greater love, testimonies of how we know that we are your children, testimonies of how we know that you are the one and only true and living God and that you're faithful. God, you're so faithful. Teach us, God, how to be faithful. Teach us, God, how to provide love to one another and to give it to one another. Teach us, God, how to put it into action, action in our prayers, action in the church, action outside of the church, action out of the walls of every building. Teach us, God, how to be intimate with you. Teach us how to be courageous and integral with you. Teach us how to have good character with you. Teach us how to share our testimonies, not only with one another, but with you. Although you already are an all-knowing God, but you allow us to come before you and how we can be transparent to you, God. We don't have to try to hide it, but we can be transparent with you. We can be transparent with you about the strongholds in our lives, whether they're mental, chemical, biological, or physical, that is causing all types of bondage in our lives, all types of self-condemnation, unforgiveness, all types of emotional disorders, all types of offenses. But God, how you've given us your Word that we should have the mind of Christ, how we should have peace, and how we can tell that thing to loose us and let us go. God, your Word in 1 Corinthians 2 and 16, your Word in Isaiah 26 and 3 helps us to let it go. We can let go of the various victimization that we have, unfortunately, may have been a part of, whether it's even the those of rape or seduction or pedophilia or molestation or kidnappings or verbal or abuse or physical abuse, God, or domestic violence or incest or discrimination, microaggressions, micro inequalities, self-mutilations, poverty, bankruptcies, homelessness, unemployment, even, God, if we walked in jealousy, even, God, if we walked in strife and discord and division and covetousness, and if we've been gossipers, even, God, if we haven't been clothed in your humility, we ask you for your humility. We ask you for unity. We ask you to teach us how to dwell with one another in unity. We ask you, God, to teach us how to apologize. Teach us how to submit to you. Teach us, God, how not to walk in perversion and pride. Teach us how not to walk in homosexuality. Teach us how to walk in a life that's free from pornography. Teach us how to walk in a life that's free from the doctrine of the Antichrist. Teach us how to be worshipers of you, God, for you are seeking such to worship you, for they must worship you in spirit and in truth, God. And we want to worship you in spirit and in truth. God, loose our tongues that when we pray, that we don't stutter and we don't stammer. But even if we do, God, we know that you can hear us and that you can interpret what we're saying, whether we're praying in our heavenly language or we're praying in the tongues that you've given us in this world. Teach us how no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and how every tongue that rises up against us, God, it shall be condemned. And even teach us, God, there's thoughts that rise up against us. There's things that are conceived in people's hearts that rise up against us, God, but it shall not prosper. There's even things when people will say that they're praying, and they're praying against their brother or their sisters. Cause us to pray with love and to pray about love and to know that you will take care of any wickedness, anything that has come against us. Father God, Jehovah Rapha, cleanse us. Heal us through the blood of Jesus. Cleanse us. Purify us from any sadness, any sorrow, any burdens, any stress, any depression, any anxiety, any inabilities, any codependencies. Teach us how to wail and lament like the wailing women in Jeremiah 9 and 20. Teach us how to have a merry heart, and that we know that that merry heart is like a medicine, according to Proverbs 17 and 22. Teach us how to know that there is a balm in Gilead that is spoken of in Jeremiah 8 and 22. Teach us, God, to know that we can know that we know that you can obliterate and annihilate every misalignment, every imbalance, every sickness and infirmity that would come against us that's been sent by the enemy that comes to kill, to steal, or to destroy. But God, you've already went into our central nervous systems, into our circulatory and cardiovascular systems, into our digestive systems, into our reproductive systems, into our musculoskeletal system, into our respiratory systems to obliterate and annihilate any inflammations, any infections, any atrophies, any contractures, anything, God, that's a lesion, anything that's a cancer, anything that is trying to come in and cause any type of allergic reaction. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. God, we take it by force with your word that even reminds us that even as a demons tried to possess people in Matthew 6 and 16, God, how you healed them. For you cast them out with a word. With the word, loose them, and let them go. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. God, you've given us that which you've given us so that we can ask you and we can declare and decree a thing according to what you have said in your word. For the things that we declare and decree will be your word. For your word shall not return unto you void. It shall accomplish that for which you sent it. We thank you for your wisdom according to Ephesians, the first chapter 16, verses 16 through 19, how it tells us not to cease from giving you thanks, how it reminds us to pray, how it reminds us that, God, you are our Lord Jesus Christ, and that our Father receives the glory, and how your eyes, God, your eyes are upon us. Your eyes teach us how to understand and to be enlightened in the calling that you've placed on us. We thank you for your riches and glory, the inheritance of the saints, God. We thank you for teaching us to believe. We thank you, God, for teaching us that Jesus is your Son in all his splendor. We thank you for teaching us how we're to give him glory and how we're to give you the glory, how we're to lift Jesus up so that he can draw all men unto you, for you are the ultimate of all things. You're the ultimate of all gifts, God. We thank you for being the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. We thank you that we don't take it for granted that we've been given the gift of Jesus Christ that gives us access to you. We even thank you for the various prayers that you gave us through David's prayer. When he praised you and adored you and thanked you, he acknowledged your greatness and your power. He acknowledged your majesty. He acknowledged your dominion. He acknowledged how you rule over everything. We thank you for David's prayer. It's an honor, and it's a privilege to be able to bless your name, to thank you, God, and we thank you, to bow down and to honor you. We even thank you for Hezekiah's prayer in 2 Kings 19, where God, he acknowledged that you had received his prayer. We acknowledge that you've received our prayer on today. We thank you for even Hezekiah acknowledged the angels around your temple. We thank you that he even acknowledged his dependence on you. We depend on you, God. We don't have a doubt of who you are for you, God. For even Hezekiah, when he was direly sick, he turned his face to the wall and asked you for more time. He may have asked for 15. Somebody else may have asked for 30. Somebody else may have asked for 40. But God, we remember when our mothers and our fathers have been diagnosed with this or that, and the doctors gave up on them, but you allowed them to live. For you said you shall live and not die, and declare the salvation of the Lord. So we thank you for the honor of declaring the salvation of the Lord. We thank you for the honor of acknowledging that you have given us Jesus, the highest priest of all. We thank you, God, and we pray for those that even when my heart was overwhelmed, God, when I was ministering to someone and they were talking about I, they were talking about all that they had done. They were talking in such a way that it appeared that they weren't humble. They weren't being a person that was walking in humility. They were giving themselves so much honor. They were giving themselves so much glory. But God, you reminded me about the arrogance of man, the pride of man, the selfishness of man, the self-promotion of man, the vanity of man, and how it was a stench and it was a foul smell to your nose, and how at the same time you made it a foul smell to me. And you reminded me about your word that said that even after Solomon had prayed that you heard his prayer. And even after he had acknowledged you with all of his sacrifices, that you heard his prayer. And you said, if you shut up the heavens and there was no rain, and you commanded the locusts to devour the land, and if you sent a pestilence, whether that pestilence was Ebola or any other sickness or disease or any other pandemic or any other arrogance of man and his inventions that would even try to come against humanity, any type of genocide, that if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, that you would hear from heaven and that you would forgive their sin. God, that you would heal the land. And now that your eyes are open and your ears are attentive to the prayers made in this place. Oh, wherever the people on today's program are, God, it's that place that are in agreement with the prayers and supplication on today, God, that you have sanctified and chosen this house, their house. That your name will forever be there, God, that your eyes and your ears, God, you hear us perpetually, and we thank you. We thank you for even as David walked with you, God, we declare and decree that we will walk with you, God. We will walk with you according to your statutes and your judgments, and that even through the grace and the blood and the mercy of Jesus, that you will see the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We want you to see the blood all around us. We want you to see the blood covering us. We want you to see the blood cleansing us. We want you to see the blood redeeming us, God, because we have prayed and we have asked you to answer the prayer on today. We have asked you to know that we know that we know that even when we're on our knees and when we're laying on our face, that we're giving you all the glory, we're giving you all the praise. We open up every door, every orifice, everything in our lives, and we give you full reign to it, God. We invite you in, God. We don't want anything in our lives to block us. We don't want anything in our lives to cause you to say, oh, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. But God, we want you to welcome us in. So we ask you to see the blood of Jesus. Not us, God, but the blood of Jesus. When you welcome us in, it's because of the blood of Jesus. It's because of our access through Jesus. We thank you for Jesus. There's nothing and no one above Jesus. The name of Jesus is greater than anything we've ever done. The name of Jesus is greater than any name we've ever been given. The name of Jesus is greater than any organization you've ever given us to be a part of. The name of Jesus is greater than any promotion you've ever given us. The name of Jesus is greater than any sacrifice we've ever made. The name of Jesus is what you have given us. That's the greatest name. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that's resting and abiding on the inside of us. The name of Jesus, the glory that we give to you, God, is only an honor and an awesome gift that you've given us every day. And we thank you for this honor. We thank you for this privilege. We thank you today, tomorrow, and every day in the future for the name of Jesus, for the blood of Jesus, for your Holy Spirit, for the stripes of Jesus. Through your stripes, we're already healed emotionally. We're already healed chemically. We're already healed biologically. We're already healed physically. And it's all because of the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the stripes of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. If we had 1,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough. On this last day of the Sunday in January 2022, we thank you for this corporate prayer. We thank you for this individual prayer. We thank you, God, for even those quiet places. We thank in those even chaotic places that you give us quiet and peace in. For everything that's tried to be static in our ears, we thank you for sanctifying our ears. For all of those places that tried to be glaucoma, where we couldn't see right, we thank you for giving us the spiritual and natural and biological eyesight to see you, God. Let us see you. Let us speak your word. Let us share your word. Let us bow down to your word. For your word is Jesus made flesh. We thank you, God. We adore you. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. We live and we have our being for you. But we know that the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But we know that Jesus came to not only give us abundance, but he's given us abundance in life, abundance in forgiveness, abundance in grace and mercy, abundance in love, agape love. Abundance in him sitting on your right hand, making intercession for each and one of us, for every one of us here, there, to the north, to the south, to the east and the west, and even in the center, and any place, whether it's on the mountaintop or in the water, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Be glorified. Amen, and amen, and amen.